For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. Dennis Prager here. It is not possible, I think, to overstate how damaging the universities are. So here's another example, not about the faculty overwhelmingly supporting the students, the thugs on their campus. Male 31 competing with University of Michigan in National Women's Water Polo Championship for the second time. Huh. How do you like that? Alicia Pans, P-A-A-N-S, formerly known as Johnny Pans, will again play on the University of Michigan female water polo team in the championships. Pans is 31. He is a graduate student at the school and originally from the Netherlands. Pans is expected to compete on the University of Michigan's women's club water polo team. The club's official Instagram account recently named Pans as Player of the Week, boasting that he is also a state chess champion in the women's category, having won second place at the Michigan Chess Association Women's Open in 2022. Pans also competed on the University of Michigan team in 2023, during which time they won the national women's title against the University of California, Santa Barbara. Pons was noted to have scored goals in a 17-5 defeat of the University of Virginia and a 17-6 defeat over the University of Washington. And Pons uses the, quote, female locker rooms and facilities when he competes. I gotta say, the guy's got I can't believe what I was about to say. Sean, you would have loved it. The guy's got, you know what I'm gonna say, folks? It's the plural of the word ball. But that's the relevant point. He has it metaphorically and literally. These people, these men who say they're women and compete in women's sports, they are one of the most obvious proofs of the uselessness of the conscience in dictating proper behavior. These men who say they're women and compete against women, thereby cheating. That's all they're doing is cheating. Have a perfectly clear conscience. The Collegiate Water Polo Association allows men to participate on female teams. There is an answer to this. No female team should compete against female teams that have men who say they're women on those teams. That's it. You can't have water polo competitions if there are no games. That's the answer, the only one to the best of my knowledge. The College Water Polo Association brags that, quote, it is committed to fostering an inclusive and an equitable, it's precious, sports environment for all those who wish to participate. The association thinks its guidelines ensure, quote, fairness, respect, and equal opportunities for all. Hey, but you want to know what a great person this person, Pons, is? Pons volunteers for a hotline, quote, specialized in topics relating to female health and pregnancy. Imagine you're a woman and you want to call in about your pregnancy and you get a guy who says he's a woman. These are the same universities with the same professors who back the Destroy Israel crowd. Remember, I wrote months ago a column. If I know you believe that men can compete with women in women's sports, I know your position on Israel. That's right. When you have a broken moral compass, it tends not to be fixed in any area. Jennifer, the mother of a water polo athlete who competed at the national championships with Pons, said she could tell he was a male immediately. No one alerted the other teams at the University of Michigan that the University of Michigan had a male on the female team. That's right. Yeah. Well, that's it's actually dangerous, as we saw in volleyball with the injuries done by males who said they're females to women. But that's the University of Michigan. Another awful place. For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.